We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Olive Crest is dedicating to preventing child abuse by strengthening, equipping, and restoring children and families in crisis, one life at a time. They'll be holding their Pick a Purse fundraiser 1 week from today on Sunday, May 5th at the Doubletree in Ontario. Here to tell us more is Terry Larson, Development and Event Manager for Olive Crest, and Karen Brown, who's a Pick a Purse planning team member, MC for the event, and a member of Olive Crest Women's Leadership Consortium. Karen was also recently awarded Olive Crest Volunteer of the Year for 2024. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies, start by telling us about Olive Crest and the work that it does to prevent child abuse.
So that's exactly it, is working in the various programs that we have in Foster Adopt. We also work with transitional aged youth who are exiting foster care system for the first time and don't have a real support system. And so we're helping them with housing and matching savings while they go to college or have a full-time job. And there are other programs. So everything is really this continuum of care where families and or children come in to our programs in crisis. And then we provide safety. The first thing is a safe home for every child. And then after that, how can we build up life skills? And then our goal is to see strong families at the end.
Tell us about your Pick a Purse fundraiser coming up next weekend.
This is one of my most favorite events in the history of events. We have grown this event over the last several years. I started going probably about 9 years ago, I think, and started in a little country club in Chino Hills with maybe 100 people. And now we have, you know, close to 400 selling out ballrooms at the Doubletree. It is a great way to bring community together, inform them about Olive Crest, the programs that Olive Crest offers families, and have a great lunch, leave with a handbag, and all sorts of other opportunities that pop up throughout the event.
There's a special speaker at this year's event. Can you tell us about her?
I can. Georgette is one of our alumni from our transitional aged out youth, and she came into our program when she was 18. She had just, her sister had asked her to leave because she couldn't support her anymore after she turned 18. And she came into our program just hopeless and not sure about her future. And kind of came in a little bit with an attitude and what have you. And pretty soon after being with our staff, caring people, just loving on her, not judging her, helped her to feel safe. And I would say that safety then allowed her that space to be able to start to dream and hope. And so she, from that moment on, stating her dreams, went forward in them. She ended up graduating as valedictorian at Barstow College and is now attending in a full ride scholarship at UCLA. So she's going to come and tell us about her process, her life experience through Olive Crest, and we're just really excited to have her. She is a success story that we are so proud of, because in the foster care system, if you're thinking about this age group of youth that transition out, I want to say 60% of the homeless, usually one time in their life, have been part of foster care. 60% of children trafficked have been part of foster care at one point in their life. And the same thing with those that have been imprisoned. So to see this success through Olive Crest and us playing a role in that is, you know, she's defied the numbers, the stats, and it's just a joy. And a lot of our children, families are like that. We have so many success stories. Our numbers are off the mark, and so we're really proud. And we're proud of Georgette. And once an Olive Crest kid, always an Olive Crest kid. We are a family, and she's part of our big family.
Karen, you were recently named Olive Crest 2024 Volunteer of the Year. Why was this a cause you wanted to support?
Olive Crest is near and dear to my heart. Several years ago, I guess we're talking about probably about 9 years ago, my best friend and her husband decided to grow their family and were introduced to Olive Crest. So, you know, we travel in a pack. So all the besties, you know, jumped on board. They fostered a few sets of children until they met Ella, and she became theirs forever. And then little Tessa came along after that. But the support and love that Olive Crest showed to Heidi and her family was just something that we were just so impressed with. So we heard about this little pick-a-purse event they did, and she invited all of us to join her. And so we started a besties table, and the besties table will be in the room this year. And that does mean we have 9 handbags because of this, but it just became something that was easy to support. The love that Olive Crest as an organization poured into children that needed it and bringing families together. One of the things I love about Olive Crest, it's God, family, and community. And that's kind of what we're all about. So as a profession, I'm a realtor, but my passion is helping people. And so those kind of go hand in hand. But with Olive Crest, there were times that I may not have had a lot to write a check, but I had time. And there was always something I could do. I could tell others about a diaper drive. I could tell others about a toy drive. And then as, you know, I volunteered my time and then was asked to join the pick-a-purse team, which was something I'd put on my vision board and was so excited to make happen. And it has just been something that's just come together, and it just kind of flows out of me. I just love to share about Olive Crest. And helping with Olive Crest is just something that kind of came natural. After Heidi got her kids became hers, we were so excited to be at adoption day and see that process. And on that day, there were, I don't know, 6 or 8 people from Olive Crest there in the room cheering her on. And it was just amazing for all of us to witness. But to see firsthand the joy, the love, the support that Olive Crest offers families. And not just foster families, but biological families, and bringing kids together and the support and the different programs they have. But it's not just about pick-a-purse. Pick-a-purse is the fun thing. And, you know, we're so excited that you're going to be joining us on next Sunday. But it's the other things that happen between the big events. We do an IM day, which is a day that we invited. We had 25 girls this year, ranging between 13 and 18. And we brought in, we took them to the Burge Mansion in Redlands. We set up different workshops for them about strength. And it's not just about strength with muscles, even though that's important. It's resistance and what you can learn from going through different times. We shared with them skills about communication and how beauty's not just inside and outside. We did vision boards with them, and it was something that, as a mom of girls, teen girls, you sometimes forget how important it is, and that not everybody has the same things. You know, not everybody has a mom and a dad that cooks dinner for them. Not everybody has a tribe, a village to lean on in tough times. So being a part of Olive Crest and being a part of a village that provides an opportunity for parents, kids, aged out youth to lean on, man, that just makes my heart so happy. And then my eyes leak, of course, you know. But it is definitely an organization that I am proud to be associated with, and to be honored a couple of weeks ago just blew me away. I told Terry, I thought we were just coming for dinner and to meet some foster families that we help and work with. And she got on stage and started talking. And I said, oh, that sounds like when we met. That sounds like, oh my gosh, she's talking about me. Oh my gosh. So I was literally blown away and so proud to be sitting at a table with some of our committee members who are just amazing, amazing humans. And so that's what I always say, like, do what you can with what you have and who you know, because you never know, you may be in need of something that I've got in my pocket that I know somebody. So we sit at a table with a group of women who are strong and provide so much and bring so much to the table to not just make events like Pick-a-Purse happen, which I'm so excited about, but just help along the way throughout the year. And whenever we get a bat signal will be sent out. Hey, we have a young man who is going on his first job interview. He doesn't have shoes and pants. Does anybody have anything? The kid's got a brand new wardrobe. There's another young man who is going to be moving into his own transitional housing. And he just wanted some decorations to make it feel homey. And everybody just kind of steps up. We had a young lady who moved into an apartment out in the desert. And she was so excited to be on her own. So excited. But she's like, I want to learn how to cook. I don't have anything to cook. So we were like, hey, hold our bottled water. We got this. And we provided her baking dishes and cookie sheets and all the things. And she gives us updates through Olive Crest. So we hear about that. And it's just, again, doing what you can with what you have. And you get it back 20-fold.
I'm speaking with Terry Larson, Development and Event Manager for Olive Crest, and Karen Brown, who is a planning team member for their Pick a Purse fundraiser. She'll also be emceeing the event. And she's a member of Olive Crest Women's Leadership Consortium. As you said, Kelly and I will be attending next Sunday's Pick a Purse event. We are so thrilled to be there. As first timers, what do we need to know?
First and foremost, do not touch any bags on the table. There is purse security. No, there's not purse security. Be prepared for a fun event. It gets a little loud. Have a few options. We have close to 400 people in the room, so we have 400 handbags on this ginormous table. Have a few options. What we do is you pick a number and you get called in different waves of people to come pick your purse. So that's always fun. One of the things, we have tons of opportunity baskets. We have got a team that has been working relentlessly, putting these amazing donations that we get from all over. We have passes to the Magic Castle. We have whale watching. We have a fabulous In-N-Out basket. We have, I mean, I could go on and on and on, but there's opportunity there. You can also, we have a, is it silent auction? We do for the, you get to be queen for a day. You get a crown and get to pick your bag first. But it's also an event. That's the fun part of it. That's great. That's fun. But what this event is really and truly about is bringing awareness and education to what Olive Crest does. So it is a fun opportunity to be with friends and meet other people and that sort of thing. But it's also an opportunity to learn about the heart of why we're all there.
And it is, a lot of women come with their moms, they bring their daughters, their sisters, their coworkers. It is just a very, very fun event. And it is a fundraiser.
It is a fundraiser.
So not only the opportunity baskets, but we are asking for that supplemental income of our monthly donors. So it's called Kids at Heart, and there will be an ask for people if they would consider being a monthly donor. $21 a month provides 3 safe days for a child. And so there will be an ask there, but it is a lot of fun.
And with that ask, you get entered into a raffle.
That's true.
For an amazing donation from our friends at Benbridge, who have, we have earrings this year, right? Their earrings? Oh, they're gorgeous.
Earrings almost worth about $4,000. Yeah. And we have an expensive purse, a Louis Vuitton bag.
Yep. That's
that was donated to us. And that will be another opportunity drawing.
And when and where is this taking place?
May 5th at the Doubletree in Ontario. It's in one of the big ballrooms there. You can't miss it. Just follow the droves of women screaming about handbags. We'll get you in there. But if you go to the website, Terry's going to share all that information, but we register ahead of time.
Yes, you can visit our website, olivecrest.org, and then go to events, and you'll click on Pick a Purse, May 5th, and that will take you to our registration site.
And if someone can't attend the event next Sunday, are there other ways that they can support either the event or Olive Crest in general?
Yes, at that same website, there's options to get involved. And so just send us your information, someone will call and talk to you about what may be on your heart, ways to help.
And do you have a need for volunteers?
Oh my goodness, yes.
Always.
We're looking for about 20 volunteers for the whole day from about 8 in the morning till about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So if anybody's interested in helping us out, again, you can probably email me, Terry-Larson at olivecrest.org. And that's T-E-R-R-I Larson, L-A-R-S-O-N, at olivecrest.org.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I've been speaking with Terry Larson, Development and Event Manager for Olive Crest, and Karen Brown, who's on the planning team for their Pick a Purse fundraiser. She will also be emceeing the event. Tell us again how we can get tickets for Pick a Purse.
If you would love to join the event, we have tickets available at olivecrest.org/IE-PickAPurse2024. You can also just visit the Olive Crest website and follow the links to events. And there should be information there. This year's theme is called Color Our World with kindness and love and gratitude and giving. And I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm so glad you are going to be in the room with us, Pepper.
We are so honored that you've invited us. We're really looking forward to it as well. Anything else you think we should know?
Come ready for a fun time, a great afternoon. And know this is probably not going to be the last time you attend. You'll be back next year. I know it.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much for speaking with us today, and thank you for making a difference in our community.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.